Being haunted by a ghost.
Unexplained mysteries
to license.
Mysterious.
Boom.
Boom, 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 boom.
Unexplained phenomena.
I said a boom, chicken boom.
Boom.
Strange lights in the sky over Houston.
Bigfoot, it turns out, is real, according to one group of researchers.
Weird, wild stuff.
Mysterious.
This just in. Sasquatch spotted in my home, stroking his beard all weird next to me.
Weird like
hitting the vape. This just in. Sasquatch is also a vape lord.
What?
I'm calling it right now. Vape lord is going to be the t-shirt for this episode.
Look at these guns.
No, what is happening?
Is this your first podcast?
This is my second podcast.
Oh no, everything just went crazy, dude.
I need my charger. My phone is going to die.
Daddy, quit that.
All right. All weird like.
Hitting the vape. This just in.
That Facebook Live is pretty behind.
These guns.
Is it about guns? Wait, am I live? What's going on? I'm so confused.
Hey. Is this thing on?
It is.
Hey, Facebook. Hi. This message is approved by Mark Zuckerberg.
Who's that?
This just in. Aliens are real. Did everyone hear the news? Trump just said aliens are real, guys.
Are you being for real?
No.
Come here.
We could get a lot of
like
traffic.
We should change our name to the clickbaiters and just read clickbait.
Oh, no.
Websites all day.
Baiters.
The clickbaiters.
I'm a master clickbaiter.
Oh.
I gotta go for the easy jokes, dude. I swing low.
The low hanging fruit, you go for the
easy. Yeah, I take that. That's mine. Oh gosh.
All right.
So how's your haunting?
Well actually I haven't seen nothing happen, but
it's a dud.
Jolia said that there was like weird noises out here and she didn't even know we had Shannon. So I don't know. What do you think, Christy?
I don't know. She accounted for all the cats and still heard a weird noise coming from that corner over there.
What?
Over there.
Oh, where my desk is?
Yeah.
That's where Shannon is.
I know. It's interesting, huh? I'm just saying.
Here's Shannon, guys.
Shannon is the doll's name?
Yeah.
Where does the name come from?
I guess Shannon was the 10-year-old child.
Oh, the name was, it came with the name Shannon?
I think Shannon's the 10-year-old person who was deceased in the ski trip accident. Does Shannon look scary?
A little creepy. Creepish.
I think it's cute. Look at it.
Look, so happy that
it got those eyes.
I'm looking at you.
Well, how would you do that?
That does look kind of
good.
Huh?
I don't like it. I don't like this, Hugh.
Shannon a thumb sucker?
You don't want me to get angry.
Oh, I want to take this tag off so bad.
Nope.
Shannon's, don't do it. Shannon's not a stinky one. Shannon.
Is that an official Beanie Baby?
No, it's a, what is this called?
Screamy Baby.
Screamy Baby.
Oh, no.
It's a Kids Screamy of America. Baby. Kids of America doll. We're the Kids of America.
That's what I was thinking, yeah.
Isn't that a real song?
Yes.
That's great. That is great. So we are here to meet Shannon in our first official sharing of the Shannon.
The Shannoning.
The Shannoning.
Only Shannon's hand.
He's just been sitting on your computer since you got him?
Yeah, actually, yeah. Christy didn't. What was his? She said, "Don't leave him in the garage."
What was his packaging? Yeah, so walk us through Shannon arriving at your house.
I have a video of the Shannon unboxing.
Oh dang!
It's on mbpstv.com if you go there.
Oh dang!
So I pulled Shannon out the box. I had the mail meter going, and there was no kind of foul play or anything going on with Shannon. Although we had this weird thing happen where Shannon was setting normally as he is right now. I'm calling Shannon a he because me and Kevin think we're both saying he.
Why do you think it's a he?
I just do. You see how Shannon's like sitting here, like all normal, like he's just chilling.
Yeah.
Well, after we did the unboxing, when I put Shannon down, he wouldn't set up like this anymore.
Whoa,
dude, was just like going boom. But you're gonna waste our time with this. That's not the thing. Look, Shannon just kept going like boom, 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 and would not just like set up like this, no matter what I did.
You sure you weren't just having trouble with the little toy doll there, Hugh?
I don't know. I have trouble with lots of things.
I'm just busting your balls. But yeah, I mean, he was just like literally wouldn't sit up.
Yeah, he wouldn't sit up anymore.
Have you tried to satanic chant or anything to get him to sit up?
I think you know what I need to do? Play that little GIF thing that we had. Remember David?
A little 10-year-old boy, he's probably friendly. He's probably not. It's probably not a demonic situation here.
Or if it's a 10-year-old girl.
Okay.
Is it Shannon a girl?
No, Shannon's a boy.
It has a purple bow.
I think it's a boy.
I like purple.
I mean, there's yeah.
I get a feeling from. I get a feeling. I guess maybe the spirit of Shannon is speaking to me, like psychically, that he's a boy.
I haven't had any. Talking.
Are we assuming genders again? Didn't we do
yeah,
this?
Yeah, thank you.
Nah,
again?
Look right there.
Assume the ghost gender.
What do you see?
What do you do?
Look at that.
Oh my gosh, that's the tail. Will you stop it?
Shannon's
oh,
a boy.
No.
Will you quit?
Why is there a tail like that?
It's a cat.
Oh, I see. I thought it was like a bear.
Nah, no, remember, it's a cat. That's one of the reasons why Shannon appealed to us, because Mysterious Boom has a lot of cats.
I get you.
Look, I mean, look right here. See, there's a cat.
Oh, dang!
On the mic.
When that happened?
I've had it for a while.
I'm just fucking,
so there we go. All right, so here's Shannon. Cool. Shannon's gonna be podcasting. Wait, can I put Shannon on this?
Did you hit him with some meters when he came in?
Yeah.
In the video.
Yeah, there was nothing happening with Shannon.
Shannon needs.
How much was Shannon, dog?
Dude, that's the thing, too. Shannon was 1999, and pretty much the people made no money from Shannon, because the shipping was like 13-something. There we go.
Oh, dang.
Now Shannon can podcast with us all the time.
Heck yeah.
I wish you had the camera setting like Kel does at his house, where it would just zoom in.
On Shannon. Randomly. That would be creepy. It's
like, that would be creepy.
It's like the Xbox Kinect. Have you seen where people are using those as like to detect ghosts and stuff now? Have you seen this nonsense?
Yeah, what is
what?
It?
People had Xbox Kinect, and it's like where it's like the PlayStation camera. on Xbox, and it's supposed to like pick up people. Like when it picks you up, it has like you a stick figure. You know what I'm saying? Does this make sense, Christy?
Right.
Okay, right.
And then people were
that motion were sensing
by area. Themselves, seeing like other stick figures beside them. So now people,
I think I've seen that before. Yeah.
So now ghost hunters have been like taking Xbox Kinect cameras and using them in ghost hunts and stuff like that. That one camera they have on Ghost Brothers, that's what that is, dude.
Oh, is it really?
Yeah, it's just one of them Xbox cameras all modified with, like, laser grids and all that other stuff. I don't know, man. I think it's just a matter of it picks up stuff. You know what I'm saying? I don't think it's like, oh, there's a ghost.
Right. They swear it is. I found an article about it. I'm going to post it so that people can know what we're talking about.
Why don't you read it? Look at that.
Oh, Ghost in the Machine, using the Kinect to hunt for spirits is the name of it. But you know, it takes me a minute to share stuff, so let me put it out there so everybody can follow along if they want to.
Hey, Travis. Travis is on the
Facebook
Live.
Yo.
Travis, who has the Bat Squatch song. Remember the most useless cryptid episode. So, what are you doing, Christy? You're supposed to be talking about Kinect.
You have to, you know what? Give me a minute. There we go. I'm posting it so people can follow along if they want to.
Hey, I just got invited to like the page of Ray Fury, the Yeet Yeet guy.
Yeet.
Dude, the Yeet Yeet was great.
You like that?
Okay.
Oh my god.
All right, I posted it, so it's there if you want to read it on your own leisure or follow along. But basically, what it says is the room is completely dark except for the soft light of the computer monitor. And it says a solitary man stands in the middle of an old musky foyer surrounded by an audience of several ancient pieces of furniture. Basically, it's walking you through them trying to use this ghost in Ghost Adventurers. It says it captures images of what many believe to be spirits. And it says they call it the videos of Kinect ghosts, the K-I-N-E-C-T, Kinect ghosts, detected by the Xbox 360. It goes on to say that there are several documented cases, and the way it works is that it allows the players to use motion controls to navigate the console's menus and play games. So the cameras used to track the movement for the titles like, the dance things and stuff like that. So what it does instead is if no one's there and it detects something, they're saying that these are spirits or ghosts. So, yeah. And
Grandma just wanted to play Crash Bandicoot with me.
That's a Sony exclusive title. Come on.
Oh, boy. Oh, you're right.
So it says that paranormal groups have found dozens of documented cases. They take the scientific approach to their investigation and use the video and night vision cameras to record any unexplained physical activity and digital voice recorders to capture EVPs. And then they also use the Kinect to see if there are any spirits in the room. So, yeah, I think we've seen this on something, like you said.
It was Ghost Brothers.
Yeah, it was Ghost Brothers.
Could this be like the same thing as when I had a Nintendo Wii and my controller wouldn't really connect to the screen? It would always like wig out and never really click on what I was trying to click on. Could that have been like a spirit interfering with my Wii controller?
Most definitely.
Like it was between you and the receiver.
Yeah, you're just standing in between me and the sensor.
And they say spirits like operate on a different frequency. If they venture over into the infrared frequency, they could really mess stuff up.
Oh, dang. I was just trying to play Crash Bandicoot on the Wii, dude.
Hey, wait a minute.
But yeah, well, you think it's dust particles that are picking up dust particles in the air and then it's making it look like a human being there? That's got to be a pretty specific design of dust particles floating around.
I don't know if it actually... I don't know. I don't have the Xbox, and I kind of think it's just like designed to pick up like a wireframe of a person no matter what. So
yeah.
You know what I mean?
Like, you're smart.
So if it just picks up any little pixel discrepancy, like if the room's dark, like when I had that PlayStation camera.
Like if Shannon was sitting in the corner and it saw his face.
Right.
And it might just put a stick figure.
I think it detects movement. So Shannon would have to move.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Now I'm scared.
I need to find out more about. We need to. Does anybody we know even have an Xbox Kinect or anything like? Nobody, huh?
Greg, nobody has an Xbox, dude.
Nobody has that.
That's the person I can think of. There's people out. There's dozens of them out there that still play Xbox. They're out there playing Crash Bandicoot every night.
Wait a minute. I think I know a friend. I think Chuck has an Xbox.
Yeah.
Okay.
Look, you're sticking around for Halo. You got a problem.
Isn't Halo done? Isn't that what Destiny is? Like the successor to Halo or something like that? just go play Overwatch and...
Yeah. There you go. Stop. Get over yourself. Play Overwatch.
I tried to play that Keystone game. And
right.
It's not a bad game, but it's not Overwatch. That's the kind of deal on it.
So it's a bad game.
You're right.
It has elements of Crash Bandicoot in it, right? Anyways, we're just having fun here.
We play Crash Bandicoot on PC. Hey.
Yes.
Oh, hey. All right. What else is what? You know, we last week we went all Shannon. Well, not Shannon, but we went all doll hunting. So, what do we need to find?
Well, I think we should let everyone know that we did not win the toilet paper on eBay.
No.
Unfortunately, we will not be getting the haunted toilet paper. Aww. It did sell. It did sell. I think. How much did it go for?
$11.50.
$11. Okay. Yeah. So it was a. Expensive roll of toilet paper, but it's haunted, so maybe that's a bargain if you get activity.
You know what I would do with that roll of toilet paper?
Oh boy. It wouldn't go to waste, right?
Hey,
it would literally go to waste.
I'd have a haunted septic system. I'd have a haunted septic system. I'd have a haunted septic system, let me tell you that.
Oh boy. Brother. Oh boy.
What's in them baits, boys?
Tell you that.
Oh, boy.
Did you see that? I found the Victorian Ouija planchette spinner, fidget spinner.
Oh, yes, dude. Victorian spinners.
Like a mass-produced item, but I guess I didn't understand.
Did it have the... Was that the one that had the 666 on the ends of it? Have you seen that before?
No, this one...
It had the 666 spinner that's got sixes on each end, and it's got all this satanic stuff on it.
This one looks kind of cool. I kind of want...
No, this one just says...
I'm going to get one.
Ouija has a planchette.
And it says, as above, so below. So.
Yeah, the other one I haven't seen, but, you know, that's okay.
Google it.
Bing it.
Bing it. Gotcha, Grandma.
Yeah, there you go.
I had a discussion with some other people about, they were asking about Bigfoot and stuff, and then I posted the thing about the 10 beasts that used to be mythical. Let's look at some of these guys. Number 10 was the gorilla. The gorilla used to be mythical until 1902. So the gorilla was pretty much just like Sasquatch until 1902. No lie.
What?
Yeah. People are like, we saw a gorilla. They're like, okay, whatever, dude. That was gorillas. Until 1902. Same thing with the panda bear. Panda bear until 1869. People thought it was a myth.
Okapis. They thought okapis were a myth as well.
Those are the ones I'm familiar with. I don't even know what an okapi is.
Okapi, they have one at the Houston Zoo. Or they did the last time I went. But it's the one that looks like they're part zebra. So, yeah. But they found in the...
Giraffes until the 1400s were thought to be... Legends. Let's see. I don't even know what this
python.
Is.
Python.
Attacky. When
Taken.
Taken.
Tekken. I don't know how to say
Tekken.
That.
Tekken 7. That game.
Tekken 7.
Uh huh.
When were when did pythons? They don't say nothing about the year they were. I don't know.
They were captured and sent for exhibition to Rome in ancient times. They held their mythical status for a long time before that.
The 8th century AD? No, I'm talking about like recent. The giant squid was pretty much thought to be a myth.
Until 2004, right?
In 2004, it's finally photographed in its natural habitat.
Habitat.
The first video was taken 2 years later. So yeah, that's like the newest one. The Komodo dragon. 1920s.
Steve Austin calls it a kimono dragon.
Komodo dragon. So I guess in 1926, that's kind of whenever they captured two specimens of them.
I'd have just called it an alligator and been done with it.
It doesn't work that way. Oh, a tiger.
That's the number one. Yeah, a tiger was believed to be a myth. Wow.
But to me, the standouts.
Crap on these. Until what year was the tiger? Where's the tiger?
That's old, man.
It's the very first one.
Like, they knew that was around before Jesus or something. I don't know. That's not even like.
So the ancient Greek, it was like, a legendary animal.
Children in their palaces and stuff, right? That's how the movies show it. Or are those different?
I don't know, man. To me, the panda.
That's always got.
No, that's a bull crap article.
You think it's
is it both these? They said a gorilla wasn't discovered until 200 years ago.
Wasn't Tarzan before?
No, it was 1902 was when the gorillas were discovered.
Wasn't Tarzan in the 1800s?
I don't know. Did he have gorillas or was he like with chimpanzees? I don't know.
Dude. That was
Tarzan's not real.
Airplanes. They had airplanes whenever Tarzan.
Wait, is Tarzan real?
Or was it a
first ship? Airplane was like 1865?
Probably the original Tarzan story is probably a boat crash.
I'm pretty sure gorillas were around.
It said gorillas released their first album. What?
Start making mute. Okay. Yeah, not the same. I was going to say, when did they discover bandicoots?
I don't even know what that is.
You're meme bombing right now, bro.
The Wikipedia is not very much help on when gorillas were actually discovered.
Oh, right here, 2017 ditch horse.
Yes, there you go. Why is that?
Ditch horse discovered in Channelview, Texas.
Not on the list. That needs to be on the list. He stinks, and
yeah.
See what our buddy Alex asked us up here, Alex Adley. He said, "My dad wants you to investigate how come when he gives me $20 to go get him smokes from the store, he mysteriously never gets any change back." Come on, bud.
Demons.
Don't let your dad support your habits, Alex.
How much change should he get back? How much is smokes?
He said it's got to be demons. He's got. Is that like in wrestling when they say a guy had demons and they really mean a drug problem?
Yes. Kurt Angle had his demons.
Yeah.
Named Jason Jordan.
Stop.
Anyway. About the axe welding juggalo arrested demanding radio station play.
This guy. See, now I thought that was fake news, kind of. But, I don't know. I think it really happened. Yeah. I was watching on Fago Lovers. They were talking about that. All the juggalos were talking about it.
It's like that movie, God dang it, with Adam Sandler.
Airheads.
Yeah, dude. Airheads, yeah.
Put the hot sauce in the squirt guns.
Yeah, there you go.
Oh,
right, let's look at this article. Yesterday, police in Medford, Massachusetts arrested a man after a 3-hour standoff with radio station KISS 108. Now, let's see if that's a real radio station. Somebody check that out. That's one way to find out. Police were called because the man demanded they play ICP's My Axe. Oh, no. The kicker, the man showed up to the radio station wielding an axe. Okay. Told him that he arrived in the area before 1:30, went to the iHeart section of the building, showed up, approached the secretary brandishing a large axe, demanding they play My Axe. He would later return to his vehicle when police arrived. He then rammed one of the police cars and threw the axe out of the window, but luckily nobody was hurt. Come on, dude.
If you Google Kiss108, guess what comes up? The website, kiss108.iheart.com.
Oh, no. They got a picture of ICP on their front page?
And it's Boston's number one hit music station.
There you go.
They're not going to play ICP on, like, a top 40 station. Come on, what was this guy thinking?
Right. Especially not a song from, like, 10 years ago.
Right.
It's hit music. That means, like, current. Let me lay down with Shannon.
ICP has not released a statement, and the suspect will undergo psychiatric evaluation. ICP hates stuff like this, dude. They really do. They do not like this kind of attention.
It's giving Juggalos a bad name.
But Juggalo is a bad
name. At the same time, it probably does give them, like, it's like bad press is good press, right?
Yeah. Is that what they're saying?
I'm not condoning going and, like, threatening people with an axe at a radio station, but...
When is the gathering? Is this a publicity stunt for Gathering of the Juggalos?
Well, what the people on ICP's page were saying on Fago Lovers, now that's not ICP's official page. That's the official, like, fan club of ICP is basically what Fago Lovers is. And so it's like they were saying that it could be because ICP is still planning this march in Washington to march and protest, like, Juggalos being a gang and, like, discrimination against, like, their group or what. I don't know what the hell they're marching for. Something like that, like, for, like, to not be recognized as a violent group or whatever.
Right. Yeah.
So they're saying that this could be a farce from the government putting a patsy-type dude in a situation where he goes in and it's, like, a fake news, fake situation where it just gives bad publicity to Juggalos in general and stops them from being able to do this march.
So it's conspiracy? Yeah. It's a government conspiracy? That's what they're saying?
Yeah, that's what they're saying. And it's because, well, the thing that Juggalos say about ICP and stuff, too, is that, like, ICP had a major record label deal, and then they got out of it, and then they did all their stuff, like, on their own after that or whatever. And so they're, like, underground. They really are underground and self-produced and stuff to the level to where they're making way more money than, like, they should be compared to other bands who aren't on, like, they have their own empire based off of their own hard work, and they're not going through Geffen or whoever these Warner Brothers or big record labels are that own all the other record labels. And so if the theory is to be believed that the Illuminati exists and that all these media companies are controlling the government, then the Juggalos say, why wouldn't there be backlash against ICP for going against the grain and, like, not being part of this bigger system, you know, the machine that's, like, pushing it all or whatever. Saying that they're trying to hold down independent artists and stuff because they're not, like, feeding into their Illuminati mastermind Jay-Z Beyonce music scheme.
Oh, no.
Am I losing?
No.
That's kind of the gist of what I've read about it, at least as far as I understand it. These record labels don't want people making money without them, I guess.
Is that why we're not famous? Because the Illuminati didn't pick us?
That's true. Probably. Probably.
And then the main topics that ICP talks about is a lot of, like, from the beginning, it was, like, governmental corruption, like, corruption in the government and, like, just all around, like, saying stuff that, like, people don't normally say or whatever, you know? So, like, they probably want to hold that down, too. They don't want people to be Juggalos because they're afraid that, like, they're afraid of what might happen if there's more Juggalos. I sound so Juggalo just now when I say that.
You need to grab your little hatchet and be like...
No. Oh, what's happening here?
Hey.
Oh.
Hey, y'all. It's a meat cleaver. It's not a hatchet.
This is my hatchet, dude. My axe is my buddy, all right? And I'm not going to go into the radio station and tell them to play...
My axe.
Yeah, my axe or my hatchet. Okay, here, you can have that.
What is my hatchet or my axe?
The Peaceful Juggalo.
Is that one of their best songs, or is it, how is that song?
No, not hardly. It's a funny song.
He's just like talking about, he says his axe is his buddy, and he's like talking about, he's personifying his axe as if it was a person. They go everywhere together and do everything together. I like the one, there's another one similar to it called I Stab People.
Oh no.
He says, I stab people like everyday folks, skinny people, any people. I cut off their throats.
Do you have this memorized, or are you like reading off a?
I remember the good parts.
He's a juggalette.
Hey.
Oh boy.
Are the juggalos? Do you think they have connections to like the spirit realm or something like that? Or
look, we got another guest in the chat, Stacy from Hurricanes here. She says, "Has anything happened with the doll? Just tuning in."
It's just staring at me.
Yeah, there's the doll right there. Did you move him or did he do that himself?
See, that's what I was wondering, because he had moved. No, he had moved. Or it had moved. Whatever, let's not make it angry.
Do you snuggle it when you go to sleep?
No. He's been out here on my desk.
Snuggle it.
I heard a noise earlier in my house. You were saying that he made a noise earlier, or that something made a noise earlier? I heard a noise in my house earlier, and I could not find the source of it at all. And it was like a freaking, like, thump. But it wasn't any of my animals, and it was like a loud, like, boom. And I couldn't find what that was.
Yeah, that's kind of the situation we had, where last night, we didn't have it. I didn't witness the situation last night of strange...
It was like 5:30 in the morning.
Strange noises in the house, but, you know, I don't know. We'll see. Nothing's happened as of yet. Maybe Shannon's got
to
warm up.
He's too cute to be scary.
Yeah, look at him.
It's pretty cute. I wish that he had the clothes and eyeballs, though, dude. That's a feature that, like... You imagine the guy who invented the first doll that closed its eyes when it sat up and, like...
He probably burned at the stake for being a witch.
Yeah.
Right.
You think he was maddened with laughter whenever he saw it at first? So. He was like, I'm going to be rich. Like... Those things freak me the hell out. Of like any kind of doll, I'm like way more scared of dolls that open and close their eyes than like a dummy
Mama.
Or like I don't know what other like a clown doll or anything. I don't want to see those baby dolls that
close their eyes. Open and close their eyes.
Open and close its eyes would be like the coup de grace.
If it was like a dummy doll clown that opened its eyes on its own, and there's got to be something else scary to throw on.
Balloons.
Yes. Yeah, we'll put a balloon on it first. A doll with balloons. That's a doll with balloons and a pet snake. Dude, I had an issue with a snake at work today.
Really?
Oh, really?
Yeah, it was dead, but still, I don't like... I guess I like dead snakes.
Even better.
I don't want to have to deal with dead snakes.
Dead snake evidence.
Dead snake... Hold on, let me make that shirt real quick.
No.
I'll hold the meter up here with Shannon.
There we go.
Can y'all see what the meter says? Oh, wait, there we go.
Yeah.
81.3 KISS FM.
Is that our temperature in here?
Oh, wait, it went up.
Jeez.
It's fine.
Shannon. Hey, little buddy, can you do something to the meter?
Oh, dang.
Shannon.
Did y'all see that? His eyes moved.
Oh, God. Shannon, make the temperature go up.
It just burst into flames.
Wait, is it moving?
Look, it went up.
Shannon, make it go up higher.
Oh my gosh. It's really going up. Whoa, oh my gosh. It's still going.
Oh.
Let her pull him back some so everybody sees that you're not manipulating this.
I'm just holding it, man.
I know, but there's, you know, got to be the proof of.
Make it go up more, Shannon.
Put it closer so we can see it now.
I don't know if Shannon can hear us. I think Shannon can
really... Oh, boy.
Oh, man.
Going up.
That was kind of weird, dude. That sucker jumped up like 2.5 degrees or something, right?
Yeah.
Oh, that's boy. It. That's it, everybody. Wrap it up. Proof right
okay,
there.
Shannon.
Dead human evidence. We found a ghost. Pay me.
Well, we got to book Hard Rock Cafe and charge $35.
Yeah, no joke.
Mr. No Face or whatever.
I bet the person that sold to Shannon's kicking themselves in the butt right now.
Right? I'm not sending Shannon back. He has a new home. We got a thank you note with Shannon. Said thank you for giving Shannon a new home. Send an unboxing video. I got to link that. It's on Mysterious Boom's YouTube. But yeah, I
didn't get a notification, I don't think. I didn't see that uploaded. Watch that.
What's he doing? What's the temperature now? 80.5. So it's gone down.
It's getting hot. Okay, sorry. So hot. Okay, what's the next part?
Raise up, Shannon. Raise up that temp.
Got a friend with the phone in the basement.
Is it going up?
Yeah, it's going up.
Shannon, go to exactly 78.4 degrees right now.
Dude, if this jumps to that number, I might throw Shannon down at that point.
Send it all back, yeah.
Well, it's going up.
It's still going up.
Well,
maybe it's because it's against Shannon's.
Holding the doll.
Maybe it's because it's against Shannon's fur. Shannon's got fur, so
that's exactly what it is.
I don't think Shannon can hear Kevin. Shannon can only hear you.
Oh, that's true. Shannon can't hear them.
No,
I'm stupid. I'm sitting here like,
yeah, I know. It's talk to Shannon. He can't hear us.
Hey, how do you know that? Shannon's a spirit. Shannon picks up electromagnetic waves and stuff, right? Are you limiting?
I don't know.
Shannon's paranormal potential.
Pull out the Ouija board, dude.
No.
That's that other.
I gave Hugh the Ouija board a long time ago. Y'all thought it was, you thought it was lost, but it's been underneath y'all's bed this whole time. Get it.
It's under Christy's side. You really want me to go get it?
Just look how mad she is.
It's not.
My God.
No.
All right. Shannon, get back on here.
We saw one at Toys R Us the other day. We almost bought it.
Are you serious? I've been looking.
They're charging way too much for that stuff. You practically have to sign your soul over to the devil just to buy it.
How much they want for it?
They want $35 for a Ouija board.
Are you kidding me?
No, man. It's stupid.
I didn't pay that, brother.
Did you get it at Toys R Us?
I got it at Barnes & Noble. I went to the bookstore. I'm sophisticated.
How much did it cost at the Barnes & Noble?
I think it was like, I want to say less than 20.
And it was definitely in the little kid section.
Yeah.
Like next to the elephant that shoots butterflies out of its trunk.
Oh my God, really?
Stuff. Yeah.
Target sells all these dank board games these days, but they don't have a Ouija board in there.
No place I go to has Ouija boards.
What was that?
These two, I see them all the time.
Everybody goes to eternal damnation from playing the Ouija board.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
They're trying to save our souls.
That's the game you can't win.
Oh.
That's how they should start advertising.
No kidding.
Let's make a movie and call it Ouija.
They should, okay. They should start advertising life as the game you can't win.
Oh.
Funny you say that, though. Life is my favorite board game, and I'm kind
of... Life is so stale, dude.
I'm a beast on life, dude. I'll be like, now, kids, load up in the car. We're going to college.
Oh, no. Do they have a paranormal version of that game?
Oh, man. Afterlife.
Oh, dude.
Oh, quick. Patent that.
Hey, if anybody's listening to this,
look,
it's still
all we do, Hugh, is we take the... Make it a shirt, and we'll take the logo for life.
Yeah.
And then just put after above it in the Mysterious Boom logo, the Mysterious Boom font.
There you go.
Make it. Write it down. It's a shirt.
Let me write it down.
Shoot, we'll design the board game.
True.
Juggalo's got board games. Why can't we?
Yep.
That's right. And people at Comic Palooza had board games that they made.
Let's go to Talk Radio. And let's go to where they do the AM radio, talk radio, and let's go in there with an axe and tell them to play Mysterious Boom on the radio.
All listeners, do this.
Apparently, there is a video game called Afterlife.
Oh.
Is it life?
Let's book a march the same way
Afterlife
doing their march.
Wait, no, is it? Is this a video game or are we talking about a board game?
Oh, board game.
This is a parody of the board game Life, but it's set in the afterlife. So instead of going to college or going straight into the workforce, you can go to limbo or to
purgatory.
Oh no.
The seventh circle of hell.
And then, yeah. Yeah. That's the way I always go, because you get a 40% increase in cash funds from the start.
Mm-hmm.
And then you don't have to pay off your loans. See, you are playing Monopoly at your house. We talked about this. You are playing Monopoly. Over here, we're playing the game of life. So I got a little bit easier, I think. That's the thing. Is it's less money and more just like drawing cards and just letting going where the road takes you.
We should make Demonopoly.
Demonopoly. Oh.
So we have Afterlife and Demonopoly.
Yeah, yes. I'm excited.
I can tell.
Demonopoly, dude.
Demonopoly, yeah.
Can we design them like in... So they have to be like in the design of the regular... Christy's looking it up.
I'm just checking. You never know.
Somebody
what if somebody already did this?
Shannon,
nobody's done this.
There's only like 8 metal bands named that.
Yeah.
there's a way you can make your own Monopoly game. There's like a template for it and everything to make your own Monopoly game.
Yeah?
Yeah, yeah. And I'm wondering if there's one for life, because that would be really cool, because we could use that too. Mysterious Boom listeners, be ready. Be prepared for the release of Afterlife and Demonopoly.
Featuring your favorite characters. Ditch horse.
Oh, shit.
We need a little ditch horse thing instead of the wheelbarrow.
Yes. The characters, it's like a reeker and a squill.
Yes. Bat squatch and stuff like that.
Yes.
But we need a little Shannon.
You landed on Demon Road. Demon Road is boardwalk.
Then Patterson Road could be Park Place.
You can buy haunted houses, and then the haunted houses turn into haunted asylums. Or something.
Haunted you can buy monster houses.
Monster houses.
Yes.
Oh my gosh. We already got the game built, dude.
Yep, we're done. That's it. Next.
Do not pass go. Do not collect any dead human evidence.
You sunk my demon ship.
Oh, no. We got Lee Edwards from the Paraholics. Says, hey, y'all, from Huck from the Paraholics. Don't forget to check out their podcast, The Paraspective. It's a very good podcast. But still come back to ours, even though it's not as good. But anyway. Don't not listen to ours, but go listen to theirs too. How about that?
That works.
I get worried though. What if they go listen to their...
I'm like, God, this podcast is so much better than
they go to their good podcast and then like, should we go listen to Mysterious Boom again? And like, these our guys friend. Talk about stuff. They know what they're talking about.
We create board games.
Do they have Shannon the Haunted? No, they don't. They do not have Shannon the Haunted doll.
So you have to come here exclusively for your Shannon
yes,
picks, right?
Mysterious Boom, the haunted home. The haunted home exclusively of Shannon the Haunted doll. And the Veywolf necklace, which is in the garage. The Veywolf necklace is in the garage. We need to do another...
Put him in front of the mirror.
We need to do another Mysterious Boom live where we can have Shannon in the mirror and on... We can have the Beowulf necklace. We can have our ball from... I have a nice little case for the ball from Patterson Road.
Right.
Demon ball.
Maybe Hatman will show up.
The axe from our backyard, which I still have no clue on what the hell this thing is and where it came from. But, you know, we have the Mysterious Boom collection of oddities. That's like a real thing. And
We've not talked about the axe at all, have we?
I don't know.
We talked about it briefly, where you just said that you found it in the backyard and that it wasn't y'all's, and that you don't know how you never found it before. That's what you said, is you didn't know how you'd ever found it. You hadn't found it before.
Did this thing have to be like in the root system of this tree or something?
Yes, this is what I'm telling you.
So this thing was in the root system of this big oak tree.
It was a huge oak tree that fell in our yard before we moved in. It was a huge arch in the yard, like at some point, I think you could go under it, but you didn't want to because it was embedded into the ground, but it completely uprooted itself. Well, what happened was, is in the meantime of it having this big hole, apparently people that lived in the other house used it for trash. Okay. And whenever we moved into the house, we cleaned the hole out. Now, this happened years before we found the axe. I mean, we dug out coat hangers and glass bottles and everything. And we cleaned all the trash out of the hole. We burned the whole tree and, you know, it became ash. And then years later, our sons found this axe in the same vicinity of the hole, as odd as it sounds. So I guess it is kind of mysterious. And if you've seen this axe, it's not pretty.
It kind of sounds like it could have just been some crazy Channel View guy's axe that he just left out there, right?
Dude, this thing's like all beat up, too, so it's like...
Yeah, I've seen it. It does look... It's unique, and you said it's like sturdy AF, right?
Yeah, it's not lightweight. This thing's not like a toy.
It's not a store-bought
thing,
I
looked up
believe.
What it could be, it looks to be a battle axe. Because I've looked up different kind of axes. And they have battle axes, and it's not like all of them aren't like gigantic things. There's a lot of little battle axes like this thing. So.
It could definitely be something that was homemade. I could see that, but I don't think it was store-bought by any
what
means.
What if the root system of this tree like ripped open another.
Oh boy, you're going to say a gateway?
Gateway to another dimension.
Like I knew it.
What if it's a Daedric weapon that was forged from the flames of oblivion, and mm-hmm.
So, what you're saying is you can be the ditch horse, or you can be the battle axe. Right? Yeah. In Demonopoly, there you go.
Oh, yeah, we can have that in there, too. I'm not writing this down. I'll just have to listen back. I'm holding Shannon so that he can have his proper due. So,
I don't like the way that doll's looking at me.
It's cute. And I'm not convinced that I'm going to call it a boy. So y'all can keep calling it he, but I'm not going to.
Maybe it's just me remembering from my childhood, but like my little sister used to take dolls like this and just draw all over them with markers. Haley. Right?
Why? Why do y'all do that? That's mean.
She did, so she stopped doing it.
To me, that's what I would do. Like, if people drew on me, I'd become a haunted doll.
Ironically, you say that, but when we were looking up haunted dolls, I found some dolls that were just horribly disfigured and everything, and that were supposedly haunted. It was bad. It's like somebody had obviously cut out parts of their face and drawn all. It was bad.
Sid.
So, oh, yeah.
Sorry. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That was a dope character, dude.
Mm-hmm. Who's that?
It looks like him.
Talking about it in the Toy Story movie, Sid, the weird kid that lived next door that liked to beat up his dolls.
Oh boy.
In the first Toy Story movie. And then he had like that one scary baby doll spider toy.
Right? Yeah, he like ripped dolls
took
up.
Took the Kinects and like made the spider toy and then put
the fireworks on them. Didn't he put fireworks on them? Blew them up.
Firework to Buzz and he's going to blow them up.
There's like
up,
a baby. Muscle man, he put a pterodactyl head on. I love it.
That was freaky, dude.
Yeah, it's awesome.
And then in Toy Story 3, you get another round of freaky toys, remember?
I didn't see
that. There was the toys that were like, they were like in the factory, or like in the, maybe it wasn't a factory, but it was like, they were like the cast-off toys. And they were like even scarier than Sid's toys.
The Island of Misfit toys?
Yeah, they were like creepy, dude.
They had seriously psychological
disorders. Did y'all follow the Toy Story at all?
No.
Follow Toy Story.
Because at Toy Story 3, it gets pretty heavy, dude. Toy Story 3 hits you with some heavy stuff. And, like, all them toys, like, spoiler alert, because it's already been, like, 10 years or something.
Bro, I'm not going to watch it, so you might as well just...
But, no, you should, because, like, in Toy Story 3, it builds up to this whole moment. Like, in Toy Story 1, they got the claw. It's like, the claw comes down and gets the toys out of the machine and drops one of them. Oh, the claw chooses you, who goes and who stays. So then... Toy Story 3, all these toys end up in an incinerator, and they're, like, falling down to their death, right? Hmm. And they're, like, all the toys are, like, there's no way out of this. They're, like, we're going to die right now. Like, we are going to die. And Bruce, who's Bruce? Buzz and and Woody and all the toys are all sitting there, and they all hold hands, and they're like, all right, this is it. We're going to die. And then now the little alien toys come and save their life with the claw. They got the crane, and they're like, the claw. And then the claw scoops them all up out of the incinerator and saves them at the last minute. Dude, those toys were going to die. Like, and they're just like, there's a moment in this kids movie where these people all decide, like, well, this is our fate. We're just going to die and give up. Oh,
gosh.
And then they get saved by, like, an outside force. But it just messed with me the first time I seen Toy Story 3. I was like, come on, dude. That's, little kids don't need to see that.
Yeah, you're right, dude. Do you
all
think
their heroes for these last, like, three big major motion picture films, they're just going to die at the end?
Are they haunted, the Toy Story toys?
Yeah, I mean, I would assume so.
It's, in the Toy Story universe, the toys are alive just like humans and stuff, you know? So they're living, breathing.
Should I play
just like Shannon.
Should I play some skiing videos?
Why would you do that to Shannon? That's not nice.
Some what videos?
Skiing. Because remember he died like in a skiing accident?
Oh, dang.
You think we should not go that heavy this fast?
The ghost of Sonny Bono.
15-year-olds?
I don't know.
That's, I don't know if I trust a 10-year-old on skis. I'd be like, all right, you stay on the beginner path.
That's why.
Maybe he wasn't. Maybe he lived in a place where they didn't have paths. Maybe you just like go and ski.
Maybe he's water skiing.
Yeah. Oh, that's a good point.
Oh, dang. Just maybe he's playing ski ball.
He died in a ski ball accident.
Yeah.
It's even more tragic. Oh, wait, the numbers just jumped. Oh, no, I'm just kidding.
It just hit him in the head. Oh, man.
Oh.
You're having a laugh at a child, dead child's experience.
Dead child evidence.
An alleged dead child evidence. So far, I haven't seen nothing but that this is just a cat doll mascot.
I think his finger moved.
Yeah?
Yeah, I've seen it. Earlier, he was doing this.
Oh, no. He seems pretty mellow today.
He's trying to pick my nose.
Maybe he just only does stuff at night. What if
early in the morning?
What if he only does stuff around kids like Chucky? So like when Jolia came out to get a drink of water, he was like making noise. Well, they said what is the stuff that he does, Christy? He makes
orbs,
He makes orbs. He people have heard like children laughter and other noises.
Mm-hmm.
This was the first one y'all looked at, right? I remember looking at this one, but I can't find where he was.
Well,
it was one of.
I don't remember our house. And we looked at a bunch of different ones first that were porcelain that Chrissy was afraid would break. That we did not get.
Oh, here he is.
Or she.
Yeah.
What? I'm not convinced.
That's going to get old.
What if you're going to make it mad? What if you're going to make it mad?
Then it can get mad. Do something to me. Do something.
No, don't say that. It's going to have to go back in the garage.
Nope.
Boy or girl? I got it and a lot of other dolls from a yard sale of a medium that recently passed away. I was told after I got the items that this medium would hold a seance and attach the lost spirit to the dolls. What? I was told only good spirits would be placed in the dolls. Shannon is supposedly a 10-year-old that was killed in a freak ski accident. I would love to keep it. The only problem is that ever since I got it, things have gotten weird. Items moving, lights flickering. It has not hurt us by any means, but I would just rather get it out of the house for the kids' sake.
However,
yeah, we'll leave that part out for kayfabe's sake.
Yeah, don't bust that kayfabe up.
Yeah.
I'll expose the biz.
eBay's not about the kayfabe, dude.
Did we talk about the Amelia Earhart thing real quick?
Oh, go ahead. No, we haven't.
They had this picture that's supposed to be Amelia Earhart from behind and like her navigator next to her. Well, it turns out that was a picture from just like a Japanese boat race, and it wasn't Amelia Earhart. Somebody found like somebody.
She didn't drive boats. She flew planes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what they're saying. Well, there was supposed to be, in his picture, it's supposed to be a picture of a plane on a boat, but I didn't see the plane on the boat, so. So we still don't know what happened to her. Maybe she was a. People think that she might have been a spy for like the CIA or something, and then got caught and.
She like took one of our planes back to.
No, she was a spy for us.
That's what I'm saying. Maybe she took one of our planes back to Russia or something and gave them our flying technology.
Oh, no. So she was a double, what do you call it, a double agent?
Yeah, double agent, yeah. Dude. Her name wasn't even Amelia Earhart. It was like...
It was Amelia Earhart.
Yeah. Shannon. This is her. Oh, my God.
Earhart.
So, no, I don't know, man. They say that it's kind of worse if she did get captured by, like, the Japanese or something, because they would pretty much have tortured her and her navigator and been really a bad, painful death. Worse than just crashing into the ocean. Whoa. Okay, Sugar scared me. He jumped up on the chair and it just seemed like a big white...
Man. It's just Sugar.
...streak across the screen. Lucky enough.
Good thing you don't have a Kinect camera. You might have been real freaked out.
Oh, yeah.
That Shane McMahon's helicopter wasn't flying over the
community. Oh, no.
Whenever it went down earlier this morning.
Oh, boy.
Shane McMahon, the son of WWE CEO Vince McMahon, was involved in a helicopter crash this morning.
Is he okay?
He's all right. Him and the pilot made it out without a scratch.
They crashed into the ocean.
Because they weren't over the Bermuda Triangle.
Is that why?
And they, yeah.
Okay. All right, well, before we wrap this up, Chrissy has posted another thing from eBay.
Well, this one seemed really interesting. I had to post it because it's not just a haunted necklace. It's a necklace that allows you to carry your ghost with you. And, okay, this is what it says. Bring a ghostly friend along with you, and he or she will protect you. I had many doll vessels that had been broken, and a spirit was attached. So I had my husband... who is very good at conjuring spirits and placing them into vessels, take the spirit out of the broken vessel and place it into this necklace. Now you can bring this darling angel along with you wherever you go. Now get this. It says, I will send you directions on how to release your spirit and then place them back into this vessel so that he or she can travel with you and protect you. And, of course, there's several of these. They're sterling silver necklaces. But they look like a little box that you can open. I guess that's how you would release it. I don't know how you get it back in there. But they have different names of the spirits. There's one that's a 10-year-old girl named Sarah. And she died from scarlet fever in the 1900s. She wanted to be a nun. So she's a very friendly, protective spirit. And there's another one that's a little 9-year-old boy named Isaiah. He died in a drowning, in a boat accident with his dad. And he's a positive energy looking for someone who's kind-hearted and loving. So, yeah, I thought those were interesting because you get instructions on how to put a spirit in and out of this necklace, this vessel. I just thought that was interesting.
Hmm. All right, look, all kayfabe aside, do you think that, like, there's a chance that, like, there could be, like, one crazy person in a relationship that,
yep.
There's, like, one crazy person that, like, gets manipulated by another not crazy, this person, she said that her husband could put spirits into things, and he's, like, she said he's really good at, like, extracting spirits and putting them into other things.
Okay.
How is that a skill that, like, any person could be convinced of somebody being really good at? Poor woman,
how do you
thinks
measure?
That her husband is really good. He's like, yeah, and he's sitting in the room with his, like, candles and stuff, and he's like, I'm gonna get it.
Yeah,
and he's like,
yeah.
And she's like, you're doing so good, honey. We're gonna be so rich selling these ghosts on eBay.
Oh,
this is full of bofies, dude.
See, no, you're not having it. None of it, right?
No, that's totally bofies. I'm just calling it like that. Like, it's
I agree.
That's the way I rationalize that. It's like, how is this woman? How do you? You got one guy who's like, I don't know. I mean, maybe it is possible because there's been cult leaders, so there's got to be situations where, like, it's like a cult, but it's just a husband.
Oh yeah, totally, totally.
Yeah.
I know couples, and I'm not going to call them out, but I know couples in my family who, just because one of them has this political belief, the other one will say the same stuff, but they have no idea what they're talking about. They just say it because the other person says it.
And that's like,
who says that wouldn't go with paranormal stuff?
Yeah, 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 you're right.
It's a dangerous power too, dude. It's like the power of like suggestion.
Mm-hmm. It's like mind control.
Manipulation and, yeah.
Yeah, I agree.
And it's like clickbait is really what it's making me think of too, is like people just regurgitating fake news and like stuff like this too, though. And like just like taking face value and like totally like, so this is either a work or this poor woman really thinks that her husband is putting demons inside dolls and selling them on eBay.
And he doesn't have to feel any guilt because he's not telling people there's demons.
What if he's the patsy in this whole thing? What if she's like, come on, you can put a spirit in a doll. He's like, oh, okay, honey. Ooh, spirit in a doll.
It. You're so good at it.
What if, oh boy.
That's good enough, Henry.
What if it's real? What if they really do this stuff?
Yeah, and we're just casting it off. That's option three, is that it's really, really happening. And that we're just like, this is fake. And
we're the jerks, right?
That's the real kicker. Because all three options are equally viable.
No, they're not.
Well, no. Well, as far as we know, because we don't got no evidence.
Cal. Cal's just like,
there's
no
other options, though. There could be the option that both of them
are faking?
Or both of them believe it. Maybe like they're...
You put fireworks on, yeah.
Her mother, his mother-in-law, told them that they were really good at
it. We used to have a buddy... Get this. We used to have a buddy that would go on Craigslist and eBay and stuff, and he would sell real estate. And he would post ads. It's mine and your friend, Huke, or whatever. He would sell real estate on Craigslist, and he would do this thing where he would go and post ads all day for stuff, for houses for rent, in all kinds of different parts of the world, all different parts of the country, blah, blah, blah. And he would get ad revenue for, or he would get revenue for how many hits he got in responses to these posts that he made. Okay, so what if there's people that are doing the same thing for both these, like this, like haunted dolls and crap? And what if there's like some kind of, like, what if it goes deeper and it's just like the same thing that what he was doing, just with like a different product instead of being a house? What if what if it's just one person that's making all these fake posts? This one person sells dolls out of their house. Not one, but even, you know, like a smaller amount of people.
Right.
Just selling dolls out of their house. It's probably only like 30 people, dog. I, you know, at the most, I would think, that are doing this. But maybe there's more that are, like, it doesn't seem like there's more people involved in the haunted doll trade.
Just a select group of people.
Whoever sold.
They're all getting the same way.
Whoever sold Shannon is not making any money, because Shannon was $19.99.
They're making money off revenue, the click revenue.
They're making money off of something.
I don't doubt it, man. I think a lot of us. I think. What if all this stuff goes back to Carney? All of it, man. It's all work.
Right. You know?
It's just that they haven't broke kayfabe yet. Paranormal world hasn't broke kayfabe. But can it, though? It's been, like, around forever. It's like folklore. You know what I'm saying? You just can't. You can't break it. It's just got to keep going and going and going. So, I'm interested in this little box, Christy. I really am. This is what you want for your anniversary.
How much are they?
$20. For a box to put a spirit in. And you get instructions to put it back in.
That's the part. I was like, wow. They're going to teach me how to put a spirit in a vessel by buying this.
Okay.
It has instructions.
There's stuff for that, too.
That's worth the $20 right there, because then, like, when Kevin dies, I can, like, put his spirit into my vape or something.
Yeah.
Ooh. Oh, my gosh.
When I die, vape me, bro.
Yeah.
Dude, I bet there's a company that makes that. There's companies that... I think there was a company that took people's ashes and made it into tattoo ink. We could get like a tattoo.
Really?
Like,
Amy has done tattoos like that, actually.
Are you serious?
Wow.
Yeah. Wow.
Amy's done tattoos like that, where she put human ashes in the tattoo.
Wow.
That's kind of cool, I think.
That's cool and creepy at the same time.
Yeah, yeah. Always
I want to cut off some of my own skin and make ashes out of it, and then tattoo it into my skin.
Oh, yeah. No. What? Isn't that kind of counterproductive a little bit?
If I ever have to have a limb removed, like a hand or arm removed, I'm going to have that cremated and get it tattooed into me.
Oh, boy. My boy.
The whole thing.
Yeah, the whole thing.
Yeah.
However much it takes.
All right.
There you go.
Well, Chrissy, next time we need to touch on this whole spirit and soul thing of ghosts.
Okay.
You said we were going to talk. You said you were going to school me on this.
No, I did not. I was asking a question.
If I'm going by what I say, then there wouldn't be no spirit to put in this thing. There might be some residual energy or whatever, but that's neither here nor there. We'll talk about that at a later time, because right now we got to wrap this up and we got to remind people to go to mysteriousboom.com. We got to remind the people to go listen to our friends, the Paraholics, on their Paraspective podcast. We got to remind the people to click all of our links on our website so that they can be up to date on every single bit of Mysterious Boom happening. And we're gonna do some more Shannon stuff. We're gonna do some Shannon with the mirror. We're gonna put on the Beowulf necklace with Shannon in the mirror and see if we turn into like a werewolf hybrid with a haunted doll inside of a haunted mirror portal or something like that.
Okay. Make sure to tune in to our new podcast, Shooting with Shannon. It's a wrestling podcast. Shooting with Shannon. Get Shannon to interview some of our favorite wrestlers.
Shannon, what'd you think of the angle?
Oh, no. Angle. Shannon's the other child of Kurt Angle.
Oh, my gosh.
Shannon Angle.
And it's always back to wrestling.
Shush.
You can't help it.
Shush.
Full circle. Squirt circle.
Oh, no. Hey, this box looks kind of like a wrestling ring. Never mind. Mysteriousboom.com for all your Mysterious Boom fun and needs. And we'll see y'all next time on The Mysterious Boom.
Make
my noise.
Alrighty. I had to stop it.
It was awful.
It stopped.
Last time we couldn't stop it. It was great.
Yeah, I realized I got to stop it in OBS, and that'll make it stop.
We should talk about all the crazy things you can do with ashes next time we do this.
Write it down.
Oh. On the Undertaker.
Yeah.
Jen says that she needs the haunted necklace.
Well, I want Sarah, so she'll have to get Isaiah.
Are you serious?
If you get one, I want Sarah.
So you, well, like, would this be an anniversary thing, or would you, or would I get
my?
Sure, if you bought Sarah and then we waited like a week, I could probably buy Sarah too.
I'm not gonna wear it.
Christy, you're so funny. Oh man, you have to bid on this. There's no like.
No, it's a bid, but I like that it's got a cross on it.
Guy at work, I was cutting beef at work, and the guy was like,
"Hey-o."
There's like a bunch of blood, and it like smelled like beef and blood and stuff. And he was like, "You think that's what human blood?"
No,
that's slightly creepy.
Y'all get
like really weirded out. I was like, "Yeah, it probably is exactly what it smells
probably
like."
I would think it'd be closer to pork.
Yeah, I mean, it's not much difference. There is a big difference, but it's when you're cutting it. I mean, when you're cutting it and smelling it, it's not much difference.
Cutting and smelling.